A courtroom in London has been specially wired so that a high court judge can quite literally hear the case. The case was brought by the Beatles record label Apple Corps, that's spelled C-O-R-E. Apple Corps claims that Apple Computer has violated a 1991 agreement not to use the Apple logo to sell music. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
In the fruit basket of trademark names, there's one that's proved a little too popular. Apple Corps, started by John, Paul, George and Ringo in 1967, and Apple Computer, started by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak in 1976, have already had two legal fights about slicing up the apple pie. In 1991, Apple Computer agreed to pay Apple Corps $26 million and to limit use of the name, essentially, to computer hardware. But London media lawyer Mark Stevens says this new case is really about technology moving faster than lawyers' brains.
Since then, the problem that we've had is that we've had convergence. We've now got the iPod, we've got iTunes, and so what happens is that we've now got a situation where Apple computers want to move into the valuable trade area of content, and of course that's the Beatles' home territory.
While Apple Corps lawyers have been arguing just that, Apple Computer's lawyers have countered that their client is not creating content at all. The Beatles lawyer, Jeffrey Voss, took the courtroom on a virtual tour of Apple Computer's iTunes music store. He couldn't download a Beatles tune to play because Apple Corps hasn't licensed Beatles songs to any online music stores, so he chose something completely different. The judge, Justice Edward Mann, didn't seem freaked out in the least by counsel's choice of the 70s disco hit. He said he had an iPod himself, though he wasn't giving away any of his playlists. The lawyer for Apple Computer, Anthony Graebner, denied his client had broken the 1991 agreement, saying it has used the name merely to distribute music. Even a moron in a hurry could not be mistaken about that, he said. Musically, his iTunes choice was a little more highbrow. It is obvious that Apple Computer is not the source of content like Vivaldi's Gloria, he said. But many legal experts in London seem to have their money on Apple Corps, in part because of the 1991 contract dividing up uses of the name. David Hooper is a partner at law firm Reynolds Porter Chamberlain.
The general view seems to be that the court should uphold this contract because it was freely entered into between the parties. There have been previous disputes. These terms were carefully negotiated, and that unless you exclude future forms of technology, if you make an agreement in such wide terms, you would expect the court to uphold Apple Corps' case.
This is not the only legal problem facing Apple Computer. A French consumer group is trying to force Apple to allow its iTunes site to download onto portable devices made by its competitors. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.